Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you, on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen.
Or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Monday, December 1st, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding special meeting this morning. Delays at Regent Slide caused by recent rains. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority, or PRAGA, will be holding a special meeting this morning. This will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park starting at 8:30 a.m. The meeting will discuss a $96,000 contract with Hallmark Group to act as the executive directors for PRAGA through June of 2026. Staff will also give a presentation on PRAGA's purpose towards groundwater sustainability plan implementation, citing that there has been some confusion to the purpose of the Joint Powers Authority. The presentation provides a background on the purpose of the groundwater sustainability plan, the tenets of sustainability, and future plans from PRAGA. The board will also discuss how to fund PRAGA since the failure of the Proposition 218 vote to pass. You can attend the meeting this morning in person or watch online using the Zoom link found on the agenda. A GoFundMe has been started for the Espy family, owners of Thomas Hill Organics, as they're facing significant medical hurdles and challenges from a renewed cancer diagnosis. Mike and Lisa Espy purchased Thomas Hill Organics in 2022, and in 2023, Mike was diagnosed with colon cancer. After undergoing treatment, he was declared cancer-free. But a recent car accident caused significant damage to Mike, and his cancer has returned as stage 4. Although treatment began immediately, surgery was postponed due to serious blood clots. Organizers for the GoFundMe are calling on the community to show their support for the Espy family and the burden they carry on their shoulders, so they can take one step closer to healing and stability. Rains cause delays for work at Regent Slide. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. About 12 working days were lost in November at Regent Slide, located on Highway 1 between Big Sur and Lucia. The 6.8-mile section of Highway 1 closed all the way back in February of 2024 due to rock and mudslides from the winter storms that year. Excavation work this month was paused due to the rainfall. Caltrans District 5 says that crews were able to complete crucial drainage maintenance before the rainfall, helping to divert water away from the excavation area and reducing erosion on the slope. Caltrans says crews have returned to the site and full excavation operations are underway. It is unknown if these delays will affect the estimated reopening date of March 2026. Caltrans continues to post weekly updates for the Regent Slide repairs on their website. Tickets have gone on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting today. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th. Children are invited to bring their favorite teddy bears to the Teddy Bear Fair, held at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets include snacks, refreshments, a commemorative teacup saucer, drawings, dancing, and special guests: Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow Queen and King, the Mischievous Elves, and Victorian Friends. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket themselves if they wish to accompany their child to the event. Tickets can be purchased at my805tix.com starting December 1st. Paso Robles Main Street Association is in need of barricade monitors for the Christmas Light Parade. The parade will be held Saturday, December 6th, and barricade monitor shifts are available from 2:30 to 8 p.m. Free pizza will be offered for volunteers as well. To volunteer, call 805-238-4103. The FBI released a warning to the public early last week regarding account takeover fraud schemes. The FBI says cyber criminals target individuals, businesses, and organizations of various sizes, attempting to gain unauthorized access to the targeted financial institution, payroll, or health savings account. The FBI says cyber criminals use numerous tactics to obtain login and account information, including impersonating an employee, tricking customers into providing login credentials, or using phishing websites that appear legitimate to provide login information. Once account access is gained, the cyber criminals quickly wire funds to other accounts, mainly linked to cryptocurrency wallets. The FBI says more than 5,100 complaints have been received since January of 2025, with losses exceeding $262 million. To protect yourself, be careful about the information you share online or on social media. Monitor your financial accounts on a regular basis and be suspicious of unknown banking or company employees who call you. Companies generally do not contact you to ask for your username, password, or one-time password. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the 49ers beat the Browns 28-8, the Panthers over the Rams 31-28, the Chargers beat the Raiders 31-14. Tonight, the Patriots will face the Giants. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Pelicans 133-121, the Grizzlies over the Kings 115-107, the Thunder beat the Trailblazers 123-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns, the Clippers will go against the Heat, the Rockets will face the Jazz, and the Mavericks will go against the Nuggets. In high school football, Oreo Grande won their first section title since 2011, defeating Bakersfield in overtime 23-20. In Division 4, the Templeton Eagles lost to Emmanuel from Reedley 48-7. The Eagles' overall score this season was 12-1. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: the manhunt continuing following that mass shooting at a birthday party in Stockton that left four dead, three of them children.
We're confident that this was not a random act. They walked into this area and was probably looking for somebody in particular.
San Joaquin County Sheriff Patrick Withrow. It happened at a banquet hall Saturday night. Governor Gavin Newsom calling the shooting horrific and says his office is monitoring the situation. If you're expecting someone back from holiday weekend travels today, be prepared for them to be late. The impact of snowstorms in places like Chicago being felt at airports throughout the country like SFO and LAX.
Part of the reason is of course, once the weather delays start happening in one part of the country, it's just a trickle effect.
Akshupu AAA. Yesterday, the busiest travel day of the year, but the weather has some still trying to make it home today. Five people being treated for injuries after an ambulance crashed in Los Angeles last night. The LA Fire Department ambulance was transporting two elderly patients when it collided with an SUV. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. A man who was reported missing over the weekend was found hours later after he was hit by a car. Police in Sacramento say David Zellner was reported missing on Saturday. The 61-year-old was considered at risk because of mental health and medical conditions. On Saturday night, police located him after he was hit by a car near Rio Linda Boulevard. He was taken to a hospital where he was listed in critical but stable condition last night. Police say the driver stayed on the scene and did not appear to be impaired. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. GABY@GABYROMO.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California State veterinarian Annette Jones, who is set to retire at the end of the year, reflected in a recent AgAlert column on her nearly 20 years as the state's chief animal health official. Though she has dealt with numerous animal disease outbreaks during her time at the California Department of Food and Agriculture, she said her career's biggest challenge was the most recent outbreak of highly pathogenic bird flu, which began in 2022 and escalated each year thereafter. The virus exploded through dairies and poultry flocks last winter, despite efforts to reduce impacts, testing the resilience of our farmers and staff like no other outbreak has, Jones said. While the disease impacts are distressing, it is rewarding to wrap up my career with a renewed appreciation for how proactive our producers and processors can be. Looking ahead, she said she hopes the spirit of cooperation continues as California farmers and ranchers face new threats and that we keep focusing on getting the job done with mutual respect. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, sunny Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday next week. Low 60s Wednesday and Thursday, mid-60s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
For decades, K. John's Jewelry Company has believed in something simple. Honesty matters. And that's why we never discount. No inflated prices, no gimmicks, just fair, everyday value on jewelry we're proud to stand behind. But today, something truly special is happening. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year. To make room for this collection, we're liquidating our entire current inventory, and we're offering it at genuine, significant discounts. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This isn't a sale for the sake of sales. It's a once-in-a-lifetime transition, a chance for you to own something beautiful at prices we will never offer again. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, we invite you to come in, explore, and be a part of this incredible next step in the K. John's story. K. John's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines as brightly as the jewelry itself.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global stocks are under pressure after Japan's central bank suggested interest rates there could rise later this month. Crypto prices also losing more ground. Bitcoin is in the $85,000 range. Its record in October was $126,000. There could be a merger in the furniture business. Somni Group, parent company of Tempur Sealy and mattress firm, is offering to buy furniture company Leggett and Platt. Market Watch has declared Tesla's Cybertruck a big flop. Cox Automotive says as of October, Tesla delivered fewer than 18,000 of the trucks this year. The company's eventual goal is 250,000. And demand is expected to be strong for today's Cyber Monday deals. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
At this wonderful time of the year, we think of all of our friends and neighbors in the North County. This blessed time is a great opportunity to count all the things we have to be grateful for. It's also an excellent time to remember the reason for the season. May the spirit of Christmas bring you and your family hope, happiness, love, and health throughout the year to come. From Brad Dick Chiropractic, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go. It's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino and Resort. You can discover the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on this Monday edition on The Right Choice. Yep, that's all you got to do, or you can text as well. That's 75, and we have received a couple of those, including, and it's interesting because I was thinking about this over the weekend as I was watching some of the football games, particularly the pro games, that they went, and I'm not knocking this at all, but I think it points out to the amazing feat here in the North County and Paso Robles, the Thanksgiving, the folks that that put this together. One of the commercials I heard was a team that, you know, it's not unusual for this time of the year. We see professional sporting teams handing out gifts and turkeys and stuff like that. But the one that caught me, only because I paid attention to it, was, and I forget the team, but again, it's nothing against them. It said, well, they gave out, I don't know, 500 turkeys or gifts and stuff to the community, kids, whatever. And, okay, that's great. Glad they could do that. They're a billion, most of these teams are billion-dollar organizations. The people in Paso Robles, I got this, including takeout meals, delivered 1,675 meals. That's pretty amazing. This is all volunteer work. This isn't a billion-dollar corporation that's doing this. So anyway, it just I thought the difference was pretty amazing, and congratulations to the people, everybody involved with the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles. So anyway, just one thing to start off this morning here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. As you can probably tell, I'm a little bit almost recovered. I've been sick all weekend.
That's the worst time to get sick, is the weekend.
Yeah, because it, you know, Friday seemed okay. And then middle of the night, Friday night, boom, I'm gone. And then, yeah, I was, cats wouldn't even come around me this weekend.
Out of it all day Saturday, I'm guessing.
Huh?
You said, I'm guessing you were out of it all day Saturday, too.
Saturday and Sunday and... I have some strength today, so I will make it through. A couple of coughs every now and then, but so forth and so on. No temperature or anything like that, just that, you know, this stuff hits you for whatever reason. It's just not fun. All right, so I did have a chance, though, to come across something. The state of California, just like the rest of California, and I'll... probably straddle back and forth, because as we head we have another big budget deficit projected for next year here in the state of California. That's not including, of course, all the cities here on the Central Coast and the county. California, you people, will face nearly an $18 billion budget deficit in the fiscal year due to higher than expected spending. Now, as I've said for many, many years, you have to look at the leadership in California. And I don't mean just the politicians, but the people that vote these people in, because you're supposed to be the leaders. So you have a state with an abundance of just natural resources. You have tourists. I mean, there's so many things here. People want to come to California to visit, maybe not live as much as they used to. But you have everything a state could want, and yet we're $18 billion because we're overspending. And that's despite an economic boom that we've had. Now, this is, again, I always round out numbers to make it easier. This $18 billion shortfall could balloon to an annual $35 billion by the fiscal year 27-28. As spending continues to grow and debt comes due. Now, the governor's office, or I'll just say the state, the capital, they have been warned about this for more than several years. So when you look at the financial future, well, how do they make that up? That means they're going to come and get more money out of you. So the state's going to do it, and the county's going to have to do it. We already know that the county said that they're going to raise fees. This is an unstoppable spending problem. Now, why is that? Is that because people want more, or where is all that money going to? A lot of that money is going to people who don't contribute to the economy at all. A lot of it. Now, even though the state, they raked in $6 billion more than projected, they're still overspending. Now, the revenue gains in the new fiscal year will almost entirely go towards K-12 schools, community colleges, and state reserves, and that's by constitutional requirement. So, and we're not even talking about the underfunded pension here in California. And there's some other issues regarding the housing and homeless services. And there's just so much here. And this doesn't end with just the $18 billion. As I mentioned, it can grow to $35 billion annually starting in 2027. And it goes on and on and on. Now, this is the fourth fiscal year in a row of deficits. And we were told just a couple of years ago, when we were still facing this, by our governor, that everything was fine. And then, boom, we find out that, well, we do have a deficit, at which many of us, I know some of you called in to say that that wasn't true. Now, if you go back to 2022, according to this, this is from the state witnessed a record $97.5 billion surplus. That was followed by a $56 billion deficit over the next 2 years. So our elected officials and the public keep overspending. Do you people run your households that way? I know many Americans use their credit card like it's Monopoly money, and you get yourself in trouble. Well, this is the state is doing more than that. Now, you would need, according to this, $60 billion in revenue higher than anticipated to close the budget. $60 billion higher than the anticipated. So we have that going on in the state. And, of course, for the county, I have mentioned this, but just to refresh your memories, the county revealed a week and a half ago that it's facing up to a $11 million budget gap for the 26-27 fiscal year. And that could be even higher. The forecast budget deficit rises to $19 million in fiscal year 29-30. And again, here's something to think about. California provides approximately 35% of the county's general fund operating revenue, and then another 14% of the county's operating revenue comes from federal funds, which could also face cuts, and no doubt because of the 35% that the county gets from the California government, That will be cut too. So those deficits could be even higher. And again, where are they going to make up the money? They're going to make up the money from you. That they're going to continue to do that. And of course, with the increased fees, and then the potential for another bond measure here in Paso Robles for schools. And this money, if I go back to the one about the a lot of it going to K through 12 and community colleges, so forth, is this is for a failing education system, educational system. It's beyond belief on how this continues to be allowed to happen. And it's, I guess it's more than disappointing. So maybe you have some thoughts regarding that, because you get sick of it. You get sick of it. I don't know why these people don't walk around and or why they would put themselves out there like this, because it's embarrassing. All right. Also, Chris, I think it was last week, we talked about passwords.
Oh, yes. Password security, all that jazz.
Okay. Well, you might want to check if your passwords were stolen in a huge leak. A massive exposure of 2 billion emails and 1.3 billion passwords put many accounts at risk. Obviously, this sounded, I'm assuming this is worldwide. It's a threat intelligence firm. They searched the open and dark web for leaked credentials. You may remember that this same firm earlier, it doesn't give a date here, discovered 183 million exposed email accounts. And obviously, with the numbers I gave you, this scale is far larger. So this is something you might want to do, is to check if your passwords were stolen. Now, they do have a site. It's Visit Have I Been Pawned. Now, this is the first and official source for this newly added place where you can go to do that. But change any exposed. These are some suggestions how to protect yourself after this massive credential leak. First is check out. And do you have any known leaked passwords in place? Chris, what would a leaked password, what does that mean?
It just basically means that your password is known by somebody that isn't you.
Okay, so we've had, that's anybody.
Anybody, yes. Individuals, organizations, that kind of stuff. Like if the password to your personal email was collected by, or like is now known by somebody who's just cyber criminal or just anybody, it would be considered leaked.
Okay, so it could be even with people that work in the I'll call it the company that you deal with to set up your accounts.
Certainly.
Okay. So, you need to find that out. I don't know if a company's going to come right out and tell you that, but it says stop reusing passwords across sites. Avoid reusing passwords across sites, which we were talking about also.
They can't make me. I'll be stubborn to the very end. I can't remember it. I do not want to write down all my passwords. I will continue to use the same one.
Okay, well, a strong password manager can generate new secure logins for your accounts. It creates long, complex passwords that you do not have to memorize. Okay, it's supposedly, according to this, it stores them safely so you can sign in quickly without any taking shortcuts. Many password managers also scan for breaches to see if your current passwords have been exposed. Now, I mentioned on a couple of the ones that I deal with, because some of them are okay that I could use for a while, but that they do, when I do log in, it asks for the passwords, but it's, I can click remember me or, you know, whatever it is, and I can get in. It's not that big a deal. So anyway, so you have to check this out and install. This is a highly suggested, install strong antivirus software. Now, I know that they have commercials on television and radio for that, and I don't know which one is better than the other. but I know that we obviously have him here at the radio station, and that is based on the suggestion of our engineer, because he has access to everything at the radio station, except a couple of things, but and he is an engineer for many stations up and down the Central Coast. And so he is able to get into all these sites. I'm not accusing Bill of this, by the way, anyway. Let's see here. Consider switching to passkeys when possible. I don't know what that is. But the antivirus protection is a good way to go, too. So, and then review your security often. It's not a one-time task. You know, check your passwords, it says here, on a regular basis. And update older logins before they become a problem. Review which accounts have two-factor authentication turned on and where you can see them. By staying proactive, you can stay one step ahead of hackers and limit the damage from future leaks. So this is just another warning we have here in the technical world of, you know, doing your part, which, you know, I probably will never do the one that I did, the last one I mentioned. Go in and check. I'm just going to rely on the, maybe it's not naive, maybe naive. It is naive. I shouldn't say that, because I have to go into these sites often. So I guess it's by going in and going to them on a, you know, depending every month, every 2 months, or in some cases every 3 months. I guess that's my way to review it, to make sure that everything is okay. So anyway, again, it's just another something you have to be concerned with regarding your security on your passwords. Remember the numbers that I gave you at the top of this. Those are pretty darn big numbers. And again, it doesn't say we're in the United States or whatever, but an exposure of 2 billion emails and 1.3 billion passwords put many accounts at risk. And this is, let's see here, where is it dated from? The 30th. So that's from yesterday. That's from yesterday. So just something to be aware of, folks. It's it could cause a lot of headaches for you. Hi, good morning.
One way to keep your password safe is you give it to Apple, because nobody can get it from Apple. I've been trying to get my password from Apple for 3 weeks. The Apple ID?
Yeah.
For your phone?
Okay, so they won't give it to you?
It's funny, I get in there, I call them, okay, you go for a waiting period, and they email you, say they're going to call you at such and such time on such and such date. They never call you, so you call them back and say, hey, I never received a phone call. Okay. Then we'll email you. They email you, says, okay, in 5 days, we're going to call you at such and such time and such date. I've done this for 3 weeks, and they never call. It's crazy. And then I called the app that I call. I said, should I go to the Apple store in San Luis? They go, no, they're going to do the same. They said, no, they're going to walk you through it just like we are.
So refresh me. Why do you need to get it?
I got a new phone, and to transfer all the information from my old phone over to my new phone, you have to do the Apple ID. And I set my Apple ID up, I don't know how many years ago, and I'm like Chris. I don't write anything down when it comes to those, and so I forgot the ID. So they have a process for you to get your new ID, to get your password ID. And so it's just...
That's certainly a big downside for when you don't have to actually put in your password yourself, as, you know, some things offer to remember it for you or remember your login. But when the time comes for you to actually put it in yourself, in case it forgets or when you get a new device, then what? Then you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, I'm like Kevin. I hit the, you know, remember me. And so I don't have to put my pass in all the time. And I do have a password manager that I use now. And I didn't have it in the past. So now I've got the password manager so I can look up all my passwords. Because, you know, they get to where you have to switch them all the time. And some are high, you know, uppercase, lowercase numbers, and some aren't. And so the password manager works out pretty good for that.
Well, okay, so here's just a general question to throw out. Now... I understand from a financial standpoint that if people can get in and have your accounts, that's one thing. But the general email, well, I guess people have important stuff on the email too. That could be, you know, that could be damaging or used against you. So I understand that, but.
But what gets me is I have a lot of vendors I buy parts and stuff from, and you have to have a password to get in there. But I don't, you can't order, I don't have any financials on there, but I still have to do a password in just to order online, which can be, you know, be a pain in the backside sometime. But there's no financials on there. It's not, somebody couldn't go on my account and order parts because I have no financials on there. They ask, you know, you can't put a card on file, and I choose not to do that just for that reason.
Okay. So your vendors, when you try to get things, and, you know, you've been in business for a while, so and you've used, you know, probably a lot of the same vendors for more than a few years, they're still asking for password to get in to buy something from them.
Yes. Yeah. But they, you know, I took it and I set it up so it remembers my password, but it's still, yeah, you know, I click on remember me and then, it, you know, it goes on through. But
well, yeah, I'm curious because on a couple of sites I go to, and this is not necessarily to purchase anything, but all I have to do is when I start typing in my email, which, you know, the email is the easiest thing to remember, then the rest of the information will pop up. It'll have, you know, my name, my phone number, and the address. I don't have
that's
to...
That's what you're already on the site, though, probably. That's after the password, isn't it?
No.
Because I do have this called autofill, and it fills in all the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't really paid attention when that does come through. I'll have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, but you know, back to the phone is the one I have. I may have the password written down on a piece of paper on my desk somewhere. Matter of fact, I think last time I said I may, you know, might check it, but I think I may know where it is. But because of the hassles I've had recently, I did start writing them down because I have to. I can't use passwords. Each site is a little bit different what they require as far as the password.
Exactly.
And that's where I understand Chris's frustration. It's like, you know what? I don't want 10 different passwords. I want a password so, you know, it's easy for everything. But again, with the, you know, you need at least 12 letter, uppercase, lowercase, a goofy sign or something like that. Then it gets all over, and but I guess we're to the point that we may have to just live with that, except for Chris.
Well, I think because what you reported about that big breach, you got to protect yourself somehow because people will get to your stuff if they can.
Yeah, they will. All right, we're up against it. Got to go. Good luck.
We'll see you guys.
All right, bye. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Tickets have gone on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting today. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket if they wish to accompany their child to the event. About 12 working days were lost in November at Regent Slide, located on Highway 1 between Big Sur and Lucia. The 6.8-mile section of Highway 1 closed all the way back in February of 2024 due to rock and mud slides from winter storms. Caltrans District 5 says that crews were able to complete crucial drainage maintenance before the rainfall, and full excavation operations have resumed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. A manhunt continues for the suspect or suspects in Saturday's targeted mass shooting at a banquet hall in Stockton, California. San Joaquin County Sheriff Patrick Withrow.
Our units responded and found approximately 15 victims of gunshot wounds at this party. And unfortunately, four of those 15 are deceased now.
Those killed range in age from 8 to 21. A nor'easter is expected to bring snow to portions of the Northeast Tuesday into Wednesday, north and west of Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, with 4 to 8 inches possible.
It's really going to be New England primarily. So from west of Boston through much of southern New Hampshire into down east Maine.
William Churchill of the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Diesel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound, or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John's sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99. each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents, and Martinelli's sparkling cider, two for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound, plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero, real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at Valley Fresh Market.
8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 13 Sunday, Bryce Young threw 3 touchdown passes as the Panthers upended the Rams 31-28.
Yeah, I just trust my guys. There's no big conversation, no big hoorah. Again, for me, I'm super grateful to have guys like that on the perimeter that I trust.
That ended LA's 6-game win streak and knocked them out of the top seed in the NFC. That spot now belongs to the Bears, who clipped the Eagles' wings on Black Friday. Texans tripped the Colts while the Jaguars trampled the Titans to move into first place in the AFC South. Bills stopped the Steelers. That knocks Pittsburgh out of first in the AFC North. Josh Allen picked up his 76th career rushing touchdown. That breaks Cam Newton's record. Seahawks blanked the Vikings, Seattle's first shutout in 10 years. Dolphins held off the Saints. New Orleans' 2-point try to tie the game late was picked off by Minka Fitzpatrick and returned to the house for the clinching points for Miami. Nick Folk's 56-yard field goal as time ran out lifted the Jets over the Falcons. Broncos squeaked past the Commanders Sunday night in overtime. Each team reached the end zone in OT, but Washington's 2-point try for the win swatted away by Nick Benito. Wins for the 49ers, Chargers, and Buccaneers. College football, the Lane Kiffin saga ended with the Mississippi coach leaving the 11-1 Rebels to take the LSU job. Reportedly a 7-year deal at $12 million per. Ole Miss immediately promoted defensive coordinator Pete Golding to head coach, no interim tag, so he will lead them into the playoff. NBA, the Thunder snuffed out the Blazers for their 12th straight win. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 26 points. OKC now 20-1. NHL, Wyatt Johnson's hat trick spurred the Stars to a 6-1 shellacking of the Senators. That's Monday Sport.
All righty, we have our triple header coming up this Sunday morning at 9:30. Big game, the Steelers and the Ravens, the Raiders and the Broncos, and the Texans and the Chiefs. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they serve. They service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. Well, some clouds and some fog this morning, then generally sunny for the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, might want to start wrapping some stuff out there, then some clouds and sunshine, upper 60s for you Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll see temperatures in the low 60s, mid-60s Thursday, mid-60s Friday. Good day for a Christmas parade in Paso Robles. It'll be mid-60s sunny, mid-60s Sunday, and mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:55 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We are at 42. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, locally family-owned and operated. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. The Right Choice, KPRL, moving right along.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero. It's your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Easy in, easy out. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that is home, safe and sound, or home sweet home, something like that. All right, there is a look to my left. There's nothing to report. Chris, we don't have time today, so you are saved by the clock.
That's all right. May I say one quick thing about animals, though?
Yes.
I saw a feline this morning chasing after a couple of deer. It's probably looking for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, the deer were running away and the feline chased after them.
I love it. I love it. Well, cats realize that deer are nothing more than long-legged rats. So that's why they were doing that. Good job for the kitty cat. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Visit TascaderoGunShop.com. All right, 4 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL, a little behind, try and catch up. We always do because the top of the hour comes, so we have to cut you off no matter what anyway. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles and Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. Woo! And they are on file. Okay, this has to do with rationing. The national gas rationing during World War II. And there was also other kinds of rationing as well. So I will need the answer to this. To receive a gasoline ration card, a driver had to certify a need for gasoline and ownership of no more than five what? Five what? To receive a gasoline ration card, a driver had to certify a need for gasoline and ownership of no more than five what? 238-5775-238-KPRL. So if you had more than five of these, or they would be confiscated by the government. What do you think it is? Yeah, the rationing. The lowest priority rationing allowed only 3 gallons per week. How about that? How about that, man? Woo! Now, this started on this day in 1942. However, 17 eastern states had begun rationing gas the previous May. And there were other measures. But let's see here. Again, so a driver needed to certify a need for gasoline and ownership of no more than five what? This was in connection with rationing. So, and it's not five kids. Five. Hi, good morning.
150 gallons.
To receive a gasoline ration card, a driver had to certify a need for gasoline and ownership of no more than what? Than five what? What do you think the what is? Hi, good morning.
Five tires.
Yep, five tires. Exactly right, sir. May I have your name, please?
David Cudia.
All right, David, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day. Gotta go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Past Ripple's Main Street Association is in need of barricade monitors for the Christmas Light Parade. The parade will be held Saturday, December 6th, and monitor shifts are available from 2:30 to 8 p.m. with free pizza offered. To volunteer, call 805-238-4103. A GoFundMe has been started for the SP family, owners of Thomas Hill Organics, as they face significant medical hurdles and challenges from a renewed cancer diagnosis for Mike. They discovered that his cancer has returned at stage 4. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All righty, let's see here. Truckers, doctors, clergy, police, firemen, and civil defense workers were unrestricted as the amount of gas they could have. And there was also the banning of new car sales, the banning of all forms of automobile racing, including the Indianapolis 500. And, of course, conserve fuel and rubber and the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit known as the victory speed limit. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll be there for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.